You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move.
Welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Edwin, and I'll be your host for today's episode, the second of our two-part series on gambling idioms. Anytime we take a risk with money, we're gambling, whether it's a card game, a horse race, or a game of dice. We bet money in the hopes of winning more. Business also involves taking risks with money, and for this reason, gambling idioms have become very common in business. They are especially common in the world of investing. If you think about it, betting money on cards is a lot like making a high-risk investment. For today's lesson, we'll continue our look at gambling idioms and explore how they are used in business discussions. As you listen to the dialogue, you might hear some phrases that are new to you. Keep a note of these expressions, and we'll go over them in the debrief and explain what they mean and how they can be used. In our last episode, we heard Kevin and Dan talking about investing their money. Kevin likes to invest in stocks, but Dan normally prefers safer methods. However, Kevin tells Dan that he has just found out about an investment opportunity that might be very profitable. Today, we'll hear Kevin try to convince Dan to accept some risk and take the opportunity. As you listen to the dialogue, try to answer the following questions. 1. Why is Kevin excited about the company called Golem Mining? 2. What does Kevin say about the amount Dan would have to invest? 3. What does Dan finally decide to do about the investment opportunity?
So yeah, I received a hot tip from my uncle yesterday. I haven't told anyone yet, but seeing as how you're a good friend, I might be willing to let you in on it.
Kev, you know that I'm not a gambling man.
But Dan, if you play your cards right on this, you could hit the jackpot.
So what? Even if I were a gambling man, I'd still like to do things above board.
But I'm not talking anything illegal here, Dan. I have an inside track on a certain company. I'm talking about a great opportunity, and the stock is just about to go through the roof.
I don't know, Kev.
Listen, I'm doing you a favor here. The company is called Golem Mining. They're a bit of a dark horse. They've just made a big discovery in northern Canada, but they haven't gone public with it yet.
Well, I don't know. Sounds like the stakes are too high.
The stakes are only as high as you want them to be. You don't have to put it all on the line here.
You mean I could just invest a small amount?
Sure. You can wager as much as you like, or as little. But I'm telling you, this is a real ace in the hole.
And you're sure this company is legit?
Dan, if there's one thing I've learned in my years of investing, it's how to pick a winner. If this was a bad idea, I'd tell you.
All right. Maybe I'll give it a go.
Attaboy. You're not going to regret this.
Okay, now let's go through the dialogue and look at all these idioms in greater detail.
Kev, you know that I'm not a gambling man.
When Dan says he's not a gambling man, he doesn't mean that he dislikes betting on cars and horses. He is saying, in a more general sense, that he doesn't like risking his money. In this case, he's telling Kevin that he doesn't want to play the stock market. Gambling man may or may not refer to actual gambling, as you can see in the following examples.
A gambling man, a person who enjoys taking risks, especially with money.
Tim's a real gambling man. He always joins the office betting pools.
I like the idea of opening my own business, but I'm not a gambling man.
Although Dan sounds reluctant, Kevin doesn't give up very easily.
But Dan, if you play your cards right on this, you could hit the jackpot.
Kevin is trying his best to persuade Dan. He focuses not on luck, but skill, using the expression, play your cards right. which means making smart decisions. And what does Kevin say is the result of playing one's cards right? Dan could hit the jackpot. The jackpot is the big money prize in gambling, and if we hit it, we win. Let's hear some other examples of playing our cards right and hitting the jackpot.
To play one's cards right, to make careful and smart decisions to ensure success.
Manny really played his cards right in his salary negotiation. Now he's paid more than anyone else.
Internet startups really have to play their cards right if they want to grow and compete.
To hit the jackpot, to have great success, to win a lot of money.
Venture capitalists know that many businesses will fail, but they hope to hit the jackpot on just a few.
After patenting a new type of seatbelt, Bernie really hit the jackpot. Every car maker uses his invention.
So, what is Dan worried about besides risk?
So what? Even if I were a gambling man, I'd still like to do things above board.
As long as people have gambled, people have cheated at gambling. And in cards, one way to cheat is to do things under the board or table. If you don't cheat, you do things above board. In business, above board means doing things legally or honestly, as in these examples.
Above board. Legal or honest, legally or honestly.
The IRS regularly audits companies to make sure their accounting practices are above board.
After years of employing illegal foreign workers, the company decided to change and hire above board.
Kevin tries to address Dan's concern and give him more reasons to follow his advice.
But I'm not talking anything illegal here, Dan. I have an inside track on a certain company. I'm talking about a great opportunity, and the stock is just about to go through the roof.
In a race, especially a horse race, the inside track is the track closest to the rail or center. It's the shortest route around the track, and the horse that has the inside track has a special advantage. Kevin has the inside track or special information on a certain company, and that special information tells Kevin that the company's stock is going to rise dramatically or go through the roof. What are some other examples of having an inside track?
To have an inside track, to have special information that gives an advantage or increases one's chance of success.
I regularly visit the competition's offices in the hopes of getting an inside track on their operations.
Having a brother in government gave Carl an inside track on public tenders.
It's still not enough for Dan, so Kevin continues his pitch.
I don't know, Kev.
Listen, I'm doing you a favor here. The company is called Golem Mining. They're a bit of a dark horse. They've just made a big discovery in northern Canada, but they haven't gone public with it yet.
It sounds like Kevin genuinely believes he is helping Dan. Now, the way to make a lot of money betting on horses is not by picking the obvious winners. The best horses that are expected to win don't pay out a lot. But winning horses that people didn't expect to win often result in a big payout. We call these dark horses, and the expression is used for companies and people too. Kevin's excited about this company because he has information that other people don't. The company hasn't gone public with the information or released it to the public. Dark horse is a common and useful idiom, so let's hear some more examples.
Dark horse. An unknown in a competition, a person or company that most people don't expect to succeed.
Irwin was a bit of a dark horse for the position because he lacks experience, but his intelligence got him hired.
Angel investors are always looking for dark horse companies that they can turn into great businesses.
But remember, Dan still doesn't like risk.
Well, I don't know. Sounds like the stakes are too high.
The stakes refer to a bet in gambling. Dan believes the stakes or potential losses are just too high. Here are some other examples of high stakes.
The stakes are high. The risk is great.
The stakes are high when it comes to venture capital. A lot of money is lost and won every day.
Bortec Inc. backed out of a plan to expand into Africa because the stakes are too high.
Okay, let's see what Kevin thinks about Dan's idea.
The stakes are only as high as you want them to be. You don't have to put it all on the line here.
You mean I could just invest a small amount?
Does it sound like Dan is finally showing a little bit of interest? Kevin is really trying his best. Dan was concerned about high stakes, but Kevin says that Dan doesn't have to put it all on the line, or bet everything he has. Investing is like gambling. You decide how much you want to put on the line, as we hear in these examples.
To put it all on the line. To risk or bet everything on one opportunity.
Richard saw a good business opportunity and put his entire savings on the line in the hopes of getting rich.
After years of making small-budget movies, Crystal Productions put it all on the line with one enormously expensive action film.
Now, Kevin is going to restate the idea and continue pushing Dan to agree.
You mean I could just invest a small amount?
Sure. You can wager as much as you like, or as little. But I'm telling you, this is a real ace in the hole.
We've heard bet and stakes to talk about the money we gamble. And here Kevin uses another one, wager. He says Dan can choose how much to wager. And Kevin uses another expression from card games, ace in the hole. The ace is a high card, and to have one in the hole comes from stud poker, in which one of your cards is hidden from the other players. An ace in the hole gives you a special advantage in business. Let's hear some more examples of wager and ace in the hole.
To wager, to bet or risk something.
I wagered one entire paycheck on a rising stock. That was a bad idea.
Fuller Corp. decided that it was unwise to wager its reputation on a merger with the smaller, unknown company.
Ace in the hole, a secret advantage that is brought out when needed.
The company's ace in the hole was a new technology for mining marketing data.
We doubted Lana could land the Murphy account, but she had an ace in the hole that she pulled out during her presentation.
Okay, let's get back to the dialogue.
And you're sure this company is legit?
Dan, if there's one thing I've learned in my years of investing, it's how to pick a winner. If this was a bad idea, I'd tell you.
Dan wants to make sure the company is legit, or genuine, and legal. Kevin assures him that it is, saying he knows how to pick a winner. When you bet on horses or sports, that's what you need to do, pick a winner. In investing, this means choosing the company whose stock price is likely to go up. It can also be used more generally to mean making a good selection. In what other situations can we use pick a winner?
To pick a winner, to choose well or select something that succeeds.
Jed really knows how to pick a winner. Every employee he has hired has been fantastic.
I wish I could pick a winner. Every one of my real estate investments has failed.
It sounds like Kevin won't be satisfied until Dan agrees to accept a bit of risk on this investment. And finally, Dan gives way.
All right. Maybe I'll give it a go.
Attaboy. You're not going to regret this.
Kevin says, attaboy, as a friendly way of giving praise. Let's hope Kevin is right about not regretting the investment. Now, let's practice some of the idioms we've covered in this lesson. You will hear a series of sentences. After each sentence, you will hear a beep. After the beep, restate or rephrase the sentence using one of the idioms that we learned today. For example, if you hear,
I'm not a person who enjoys risk, so I don't invest in stocks.
You can say,
I'm not a gambling man, so I don't invest in stocks.
You will hear the correct answer after each question. Are you ready? Let's give it a go.
I have a secret advantage that I'm going to bring out in the negotiation. Answer 1. I have an ace in the hole that I'm going to bring out in the negotiation.
The CFO went to jail for not doing things legally and honestly. Answer 2. The CFO went to jail for not doing things above board.
Bob really earned a lot of money when Google bought out his tech company. Answer 3. Bob really hit the jackpot when Google bought out his tech company.
Anne was considered an unknown competitor, but she actually won the CEO job. Answer 4. Anne was considered a dark horse, but she actually won the CEO job.
Jeff really made careful and smart decisions and built a successful business. Answer 5. Jeff really played his cards right and built a successful business.
Now, let's try some multiple choice questions. First, you'll hear a definition for one of the idioms from this lesson. Then, you'll hear 3 idioms. Choose the idiom that has the same meaning as the definition. For example, if you hear,
to have special information.
A. To put it all on the line.
B. To play one's cards right.
C. To have an inside track.
You can say,
the answer is C, to have an inside track.
After each question, we'll play the correct answer. Ready? Let's begin.
To bet or risk something.
A. To hit the jackpot.
B. To play one's cards right.
C. To wager.
The answer is C, to wager. The risk is great.
A. I'm a gambling man.
B. The stakes are high.
C. I put it all on the line.
The answer is B. The stakes are high. to risk or bet everything on one opportunity.
A. To put it all on the line.
B. To play one's cards right.
C. To be above board.
The answer is A. To put it all on the line.
Well, that's it for today's episode, the second in our two-part series about gambling idioms. As we've seen, these expressions are very useful in business, especially when we talk about investing. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. If you're not a member yet, then visit www.businessenglishpod.com to sign up for a free trial. You'll be able to preview some of the extra resources available to our members. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.